Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two ladies from the JRMC Auxiliary joining us. We have Mary Engels and Eunice Saar joining us. And Eunice and Mary, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk. Very excited to talk about the upcoming Holiday Magic, which is going to be this, I believe, Friday, December 1st, right?
Correct.
Let's just jump right into it. Mary, you can tell us more about what the Holiday Magic is.
Holiday Magic is an event that is a fundraiser for the JRMC Auxiliary. Okay. It'll be December 1st from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. So that's this Friday from 3 to 7. Okay. We've changed the times from in the past because that way, if you're done with work, you can come out to the hospital or to the medical center right after that. The funds that are raised during this event all go towards patient care. So last year, the proceeds went to, we raised $6,000, and the proceeds went for funding the infusion room for chemotherapy.
Right, okay.
And this year, the proceeds will go towards an oncology department.
The oncology, right, the journey to oncology, which is
exactly
what the JRMC has been working on. Can you explain a little bit about what the auxiliary is? It's comprised of a bunch of volunteers, right?
Exactly. The JRMC auxiliary are ladies and gentlemen who are dedicated to JRMC, wanting to help support by fundraising, by volunteering their time. And actually, JRMC could not function without the volunteers and the auxiliary's help.
Absolutely. Again, Mary Engels and Eunice Saar joining us on Let's Talk About It. The Holiday Magic is coming up on December 1st. And so what does the event entail? Do people come into I believe it's the gift shop that they go to do this, right? Or is it in the JRMC?
The gift shop is part of it, but the major part is in the lower level of
the
JRMC, in the conference rooms, and there'll be directions just to get you down there via elevator or right down the stairs.
Okay.
And it includes a Christmas bake sale, so you can come on out, get your Christmas goodies early, so you can let us do the baking.
Yeah, anytime there's a bake sale involved, I'm usually there.
Yes, I hear you, me too. We'll have refreshments for the shoppers, and we have holiday decor for sale.
Okay.
We have Christmas decorations. We have wonderful gift ideas. And Tree of Love ornaments will also be for sale.
Excellent. The Tree of Love, do you want to explain that, Eunice or Mary?
I'm going to let Mary explain
it. Okay.
The Tree of Love is a person can donate a minimum of $10 per ornament.
Okay.
And they dedicate this ornament in honor or in memory of a loved one. And they write their name on the tag. We put the tag on the ornament and put it on the Tree of Love.
Okay.
Then on December 19th, there will be a dedication of the tree, and anyone who has purchased one of the ornaments can pick up the ornaments and take it home to put on their tree.
Oh, that's amazing. What a great way to honor, you know,
yeah,
those that
exactly.
we love and
it's
remember.
It's a wonderful way to remember people.
Absolutely.
At the holidays.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, Eunice, you pointed out there's going to be a lot of things available. People will be able to get their Christmas shopping done, but also help out the JRMC with this.
Absolutely. And a big hit from last year that will be back is our grab bags.
The grab bags.
So for $5, they can come and get a grab bag, and those things have lots of fun items in. And they went so fast last year, and I hear there's a few more even this
year. Yes, there's
so
quite a few.
It should be a fun. That's always a fun part
Excellent.
Of this event, too.
Very good. Again, Eunice Saar and Mary Engels joining us here on Let's Talk. So Holiday Magic comes up December 1st, as Mary said, from 3 to 7, a fundraiser for the JRMC Cancer Care Center. Is there any way that individuals can help out, donate items, donate time, or are you guys still looking for volunteers or anything like that?
We are always looking for volunteers for the auxiliary and just general volunteers at the hospital.
Excellent. Okay.
Yes. So we'd love to have any adult who's older child who's interested in helping support JRMC. We'd love to have you.
Excellent. Very good. So what are some ways they can learn more about the auxiliary or about the JRMC or get signed up to volunteer?
They can go on the JRMC website and go under volunteers and fill out the application right there.
Okay.
Or else they can call me. It's at 952-4809.
Perfect. Mary or Eunice, is there anything else you guys wanted to add about Holiday Magic or about the Auxiliary?
Well, Auxiliary will be having their monthly meeting on Monday.
Monday.
And so if someone is interested...
Yes, please just come. Our monthly meetings are typically the first Monday of the month at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And we always have a speaker, and this time I believe Dr. Runkles is lined up to come and speak.
Interesting.
Our new OBGYN.
Yes.
So it's fun to get up to date on some of the new staff, and then we plan our future fundraisers.
Awesome.
So it's a great event, and we'd welcome anybody interested to become involved.
Wonderful. So get signed up with the Auxiliary if you're interested in helping the JRMC.
Yes.
And make sure you get to the JRMC for Holiday Magic on December 1st from 3 to 7. Help them raise money for the Cancer Care Center.
Yes.
Mary and Eunice, we appreciate you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Well, thank you for letting us come.